Yeah. Remember that last song, Jolly? We played for years over at Mount Lookout. We played music before me and Cheryl was even married. In fact, that's how we courted, was at the music plans on Saturday nights. We'd play music on Saturday, go to church on Sunday. Done it for years and years. And Joe Schaefer he done the lead singing, Leonard Schaefer and Clinton, Clinton Schaefer, Alvy Samples. I played the guitar, and Alvy played the mandolin, BB played the banjo, and we, Denzel Samples would play the fiddle, and we play for 6-7 hours every Saturday evening. We played from 6 till midnight or after every Saturday for years and years. And I don't know that there was ever a Saturday we didn't sing, Oh Beautiful Star. But it didn't matter where it was, summertime, it didn't have nothing to do with Christmas. It was one of the songs we sung. It was on the regular schedule, and that brought back a lot of memories. A lot of them fellas are with the Lord now. Clinton and Leonard and Denzel. Well, everybody all right?
Yeah.
We're going to look in Proverbs to start with this morning, Proverbs chapter 19. We'll start with one verse of Scripture to give you a thought this morning. And if you had to pick a service, tonight would be the better service for you to come. That's what Brother Rick tells us, and I'm encouraging you to be here tonight because of what I believe the Lord will help us. If you'll come back tonight, you'll get help. You may get mad. I don't know. No, you'll get help. But we're going to try to help you this morning. It's serious this morning. Our world is in a rough shape, and our lives are in a rough shape. Everybody is not saved. Although they can be, everybody's not going to die saved. They can, but they're choosing not to. Everybody don't go to heaven when they die. Some people go to hell when they die because they won't receive Christ. No one becomes an angel. No one becomes an angel. None of your people are cardinals. Just want to go ahead and bust your bubble. Go ahead and feed the birds anyway. But we are in, our homes are in bad shape. Our children have no clue of the meanings of things. Most of our children, and I'm not going to say all children, but a lot of children, especially even in public school, have no idea that today was Pearl Harbor Day. I bet half the congregation never thought of being Pearl Harbor Day today. Never give it a thought. Most people don't. You know, most people don't. Most people are... hate Christmas. I've heard people say, I hate Christmas. Anybody ever say, I hate Christmas? Anybody ever say that? I hate Christmas. I hate Christmas. That ain't because you're a Scrooge. It's because you don't think of Christ. When you say Christmas just ain't the same, family's gone. Well, it ain't about family. The reason Christmas don't mean what it's supposed to mean to you because you got the wrong meaning to start with. We okay? We made everything wrong. But yet we have all the info right here. Christmas time brings our normality to light every year because of putting stuff together for Christmas. We have the instruction manual and so many refuse to read the instruction. Am I correct? We refuse to read the instructions to put it together so things will work properly. Because I know how it goes. You ever say that? I know how it's supposed to work. I know how it goes together. Then look at your life. We don't use the instructions because I know how my life needs to go. See, there's a lot of things happen at Christmas. But we're not going to preach a Christmas message. Father, help us this morning, I pray. Cleanse my mind, my heart. Lord, touch me fresh of thy Holy Spirit. Give me power that I might preach your word. And I'll praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I've said for years that one of our problems is, so often we say, you know, we hear, but we don't listen. You ever hear me say that? We hear, but we don't listen. Well, I've been wrong. I've been wrong. We are listening. We're just listening to the wrong voices. We hear well, but we're listening. But we're listening to the wrong voices. Because the information that we have is ample information to live a holy life. The Bible plainly says it in one verse. It tells us that over in Peter that we have everything we need to live a godly life. But it ain't that we don't know it, because everybody knows. I don't know anybody that don't know everything. I don't know anybody that don't know everything. Because regardless of what I say, I know. That's what they say, I know. It don't matter what it is, I know. I mean, we're the most intelligent society today. We know everything. And the younger, the smarter. There's an age group that knows things before it's ever invented. They're super smart. Ask any kid 12 to 22. You can't tell them nothing. Well, in fact, you can't talk to them because they can't get their face off the phone. They know everything but how to carry on a conversation. And that's because parents didn't want the kids. They just wanted to make them. And they don't have kids for procreation. They have kids because they're accidents. And we don't want to raise them and be parents. We won't be friends. That's another message. We're not going to preach on that this morning. See, our problem is we hear and we listen, but we listen to the wrong voices. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 27, cease. Now for us that means quit it. Alright, everybody understand? Cease. Stop. Quit. Quit it. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. Quit it. Quit it. Stop. Quit it. You're listening, but you're listening to the wrong voice. You're listening to the wrong advice. You're listening to the wrong counsel. Huh? Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to err from the words of knowledge. Ain't that that's a mighty verse right there. We'll give you a thought this morning. We're going to preach on listening to the wrong voices. Listening to the wrong voices. See, you don't realize how important it is to listen. We're all the time talking about, well, the Bible says, hear ye, he that hath ears, let him hear. Well, that's true, but it ain't just hear the noise, but listen. You got to listen. You got to pay attention. You got to listen. Everybody with me? Are you listening?
Yes, amen.
You know, I used to say that a lot. Are you listening? Do you hear me? Are you listening? I think one time we had a pastor appreciation. That's what to put on the cake downstairs was, are you listening or something to that? Remember that when I first come here? Because people look at me. You don't realize the looks you give me when I'm preaching. Are you listening? But what voice are you listening to? I was reading. I thought this very, very amazing. There's a British lady. I don't know that she's doing it now, but she did do it. Her name is, I think it's Millie Knight is her name. You look it up. She's blind and she's a skier. She does all that downhill, all that round them posts. You know what I'm talking about? A slalom. Now you tell me how a blind woman can go down the side of a mountain dodging them posts. Huh? Can't see. Well, let me tell you how she does it. Her husband skis with her. And they got little things in their ears and they can talk to you. And he's talking to her and he tells her. And she's won medals, many championships. It's not just something for pastime. But she only skis with her husband. And he tells her left, right. She listens to the sound of the snow and the ice. And listens to the instructions as they're going down the mountain, flying off the face of the earth. And he's telling her where to dodge in post. And she said she's got to listen intently. If not, there's trouble. Huh? She can't see her husband. Now her eyes, she wasn't born blind. When they started and her eyes started going bad, he wore a fluorescent suit. And she can see vaguely and try to keep a little bit of focus, but her lost her eyesight. So she only goes by listening. Where would she be if she didn't listen? She can't listen to the crowd. Can't listen to the commentators. Can't listen to any. She better stick to the one voice that's speaking inside her helmet. Are you listening to me? Are you listening? We better be careful about listening to the wrong voice. Millie Knight, look her up. You'll be very impressed. Turn to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. Now when I read about I need to go back and read in chapter 1 first. Genesis chapter 1, verse 16. Is everybody with me? And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. That's chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. Then look in chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now, I want to preach to you now about listening to the wrong voice, and I want you to look here as a prime example of the very first people on earth that listened to the wrong voice. Now, for you to think that there's not a lot of voices, then you're really naive. There's a lot of voices talking out there today. There's voices of false doctrine. There's voices of liberal thinking, free thinking, stupid thinking. There's voices that'll cause you to be completely... I don't even know what the word would be. Just to mess you up completely. And that's the words of Satan, the enemy and his workers, that is always there for deception. Yes. Listening to the wrong voice, to start with, causes deception this morning. But it brings doubt. Deception always brings doubt. God told them not to eat of the tree. Are y'all hearing me? God said, don't eat. So they heard it. They heard the voice that said to do right. Then Satan starts talking to them as a serpent and starts talking to them and says, and he said. And Eve starts listening to the wrong voice. The wrong voice that she wanted to argue with. Why do you argue with wrong? If you argue with wrong, you're going to get slick. Just believe the truth. Everybody listening to me? Don't argue with the wrong. It's going to mess with you. Listen to the voice of truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. The truth. I'm the truth. He said, don't eat of this. The serpent said, and he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. She shouldn't have said, yep, that ain't how it goes. She wanted to argue. She wanted to argue with wrong. Are y'all hearing me this morning? She wanted to try to fix the feller that was telling her wrong. You can't fix stupid. But you can become stupider and be dumb and dumber. We're listening to the wrong voice in the world today. And instead of taking the truth and listening to the truth, we're wanting to argue with the wrong and trying to fix. You can't fix nobody. Look at me. You can't fix nobody. You can't fix nobody. But you're going to have to listen to the right voice. Or you're going to be messed up too. We're listening to the wrong voice. I know. Right? I know we are. Quit! Cease! Cease from listening to the ones that cause you to err from the right way. Amen. Quit it. You're listening to the wrong voice. It's deception. It causes you to doubt. Listen, I'm preaching to people this morning that used to stand upon the Word of God without any doubt. And now your lives are a mess because you started doubting the Word of God. Because things ain't come the way you want them to come. And things ain't happened the way you want them to happen. And somebody has told you this or that. And you've erred from the truth of the Word of God. And your faith is weak, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And your faith is weak because you're listening to the wrong voice. If your faith is weak, you're listening to the wrong voice. Because the voice of God strengthens you, and fills you, and encourages you, and builds up your faith this morning. Huh? But I'm looking at Christians. I'm looking at our church that's listening to the wrong voices, and their faith is going low and low.
We preach faith. We preach it to trust God. We preach to God. I don't know how to preach God any bigger than I've been preaching Him this year. Amen. And our faith is lower than it's ever been because we're listening to the wrong voice. Amen. Quit.
Amen.
Cease.
Yes.
Huh? You're listening to the wrong voice. The voice of deception is the voice of doubt. Huh? So yeah, but you know, I'm down in my heart. Don't listen to your heart. You can't go by your heart. Jeremiah 17, what does it say? For the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Don't follow your heart. Don't live. That's one of the dumbest things you could ever do is follow your heart. Well, I feel. You don't feel nothing. Believe.
Yes, right. Hey.
Believe the truth.
Yes.
Huh? That's what's got you in the mess you're in. Well, I felt like I should have done that. Well, I felt like I should have went there. When that blows up, that's because you're listening to the wrong voice. Huh? Are you hearing me this morning? But are you listening? See, I don't have a problem. I don't need a microphone for you to hear me, but I need your heart to be open for you to listen. Huh? And we listen to the wrong voice. It's a voice of deception and it always brings doubt. That we doubt the truth of God. I've heard it said this year. Yeah, I know what the Bible says, but be careful how you talk. I pay attention to what you say. I know what the Bible says, but now you say it real fast, but I know what the Bible says, but is everybody? We okay?
Yes.
You say, well, it's just a habit. Quit it.
Right.
It's messing with you. Cease. Cease. Stop. Quit. Huh? Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that calls us to err from the words of God. Okay? Causes deception. We okay? Everybody understanding me?
Good.
All right. It also causes disobedience. It don't just cause deception, but it causes disobedience. How about 1 Samuel chapter 12? 1 Samuel chapter 12. Not a very complicated message this morning. I'm going to give you 3 D's. You'll be able to remember them. The first one's deception. Well, you can add doubt if you want to, but it causes deception. Listening to the wrong voice causes deception. We okay?
Yeah.
Huh? The second one causes disobedience. Look in 1 Samuel chapter 12. Let's start at verse 13. We'll get a foundation here. Says, now this is Samuel talking to the children of Israel about Saul becoming king. All right, they had never had a king. Now Saul's going to become king. Everybody with me there? Talk to me.
Yes.
Says, now verse 13, now therefore behold the king whom ye have chosen and whom ye have desired. And behold, the Lord has set a king over you. If ye will fear the Lord and serve him, and what? That means you listen. That don't mean you hear. If you obey His voice, you're listening. If you ain't obeying His voice, it's because you ain't listening. Everybody understand me? And not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you as it was against your father. Now I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, that's the baseline, that if you're not going to listen, you're going to have problems.
Amen.
If you're not going to listen, huh? How many of us older ones have told our kids, you didn't listen? And they got in trouble. How many of our parents told us, you ain't listening, you didn't listen, and look at you now. Have you ever been told you're not listening? Anybody here been told you're not listening? I heard it all my, you know, my daddy didn't repeat much. You better pay attention when he talked to you, because he ain't going to tell you over and over and over. He'd tell you, and after that, I told you you didn't listen. I told you you didn't listen. Is anybody hearing me this morning? Anybody listening? All right. See, listen to the wrong voice will cause disobedience. Now, let's go on. We okay? Let's turn over to chapter 15. To chapter 15. Saul is the king. All right. Saul is the king, and Samuel comes to Saul. Look what it says there. Start in verse 1. Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over this people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words. That means listen. Can everybody understand that? Yeah. Hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Listen to what he said. You better listen. He didn't say to hear it. He said to hearken, to listen. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. Now I know that's a little harsh, and people say, well, that just couldn't be true. Yeah, that's what he meant to do. That's what God told him to do. Kill everything. Now, it don't say dog and cat, but I'm allowed it was everything. Every dog, cat, mouse, bug, fly, huh? Man, woman, baby, suckling, ox, sheep, camel, whatever they had, you kill everything down there, kill everything that's moving, kill them all because they're against me. Get them out of the way. So Saul gathered the people together, numbered them, and off they went. Right? Went and done exactly what somebody else told him. Huh? Let's pick up in verse 17. We okay? That was the start of verse 16. Everybody okay? Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. And he said unto him, say on. You know, that's what people say. People, you know, you tell people, say, I can help you. Well, tell me. Tell me how you can help me. Now, they ain't going to listen, but they go ahead and say, tell me how you can do it. Many of you come in my office and say, can I talk to you a minute? Sure. And thus, and I say, thus, and you don't do thus, and you still have the problem. You know why? Everybody look at me. You know why? You don't listen. You hear, but you don't listen. Yeah, you listen. You just listen to other voices. We okay? Huh? And that's you. That's y'all. Y'all know who y'all. We okay? You gotta love me. It's Christmas. Verse 17. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners of the Amalekites and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice. I did. No, he didn't. But he said he did. The Lord said, kill everything. And say, well, I did. That's what he said, eh? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. Well, how come he brought the king? He said to kill everybody. How come he brought the king? Well, I done it right. Is that not what we say every Sunday we leave? We hear and we listen. And we do exactly contrary to what the Word of God says. And go say, well, I'm doing the best I can. I'm living for the Lord. I'm doing the best I can. No, you're not listening to the right voice. Let's continue. But the people took of the spoil. See, when we get caught for not listening, it's somebody else's fault. Did everybody hear that? When you get caught for not listening to the right voice, it ain't your fault. It's somebody else's fault. That not right? Huh? That's what it says here. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things, but thou should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. I thought Saul was in charge. I thought Saul was in charge. The people didn't do nothing other than what they was told to do. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than to listen to the right voice is better than sacrifice. Huh? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words. Now look what it says. Because I feared the people and done what? He obeyed their voice. He listened to the wrong voices. Now, did he? Is that what caused it? Was he worried about what others thought? Was he getting counsel from somewhere other than the Word of God? Are you getting your counsel somewhere from other than the Word of God? If your life is a mess and you need counseling, come to Sunday school at 10 o'clock. Come to preaching at 11. Come to Sunday night service at 6. Come to Wednesday night service at 7. And I believe that the Word of God will help you more than any 45-minute session in an office with somebody else.
Amen.
But you don't listen. Yeah, you listen. You just listen to the wrong voice. And I know this is popular. You're turning me off now. But this is modern day here. You don't believe how modern the Bible is. Now, therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin, and turn again with me that I might worship the Lord. All right, you got me, Samuel. Pardon my sin. Now let's take a selfie. Let's go worship. Let's go to church.
Oh my, that's good.
Let's go to church.
You're right. That is good preaching.
What he done, he took a selfie. Saul and Samuel going to church. Everything's okay now. We take a picture of everything. We be nice to somebody, we take a picture of us giving somebody something. Take a picture of repentance. I'm on the altar. Take a picture of me. I'm repenting. Take a picture. Post it. Why are everybody so quiet for? Because you're listening. Well, what one are you listening to? What voice you listening to? I don't see nothing wrong with none of that. I don't. Yeah, you sit there and talk to yourself. Huh? Sit there and talk. No, you're not talking to yourself. You're talking to the enemy. Yeah. Nah, I don't see nothing. It mean nothing to me. I think. Everything you hear is not people clearing their throat. Listen to the wrong voice causes deception. Listen to the wrong voice causes disobedience. Are you hearing me? Disobedience causes you to lose stuff. Now therefore I pray thee, verse 25, pardon my sin, turn again me, that I may worship the Lord. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee. For thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. And Saul went to go off, and Samuel grabbed hold of his coat tore off, and he said, as your garment has rent, so is the kingdom rent from you. And disobedience cost Saul the kingship of Israel. And listening to the wrong voice, hear me this morning, listening to the wrong voice will cause disobedience, and disobedience will cost you something that is precious to you that God allowed you to have. But it'll be taken. Because we listen to the wrong voice. We listen to gossip. We listen to slander. And it costs us. Listen to the wrong voice. Where's the sound? Do you know that you get upset and people get upset with people that's never done nothing to them, but because they heard they done something to somebody else, they're upset with them? You know why? Because you listen to the wrong voice. You listen to the voice of gossip and slander. See, it causes deception and doubt. Causes disobedience. We okay? Yeah. Everybody getting this?
Yes.
This, who do you listen to? Well, let's use the attitude, I don't listen to nobody. Well, that's not true. We don't stick our finger in our ears. That don't keep us from listening. It causes destruction. It causes deception. It causes disobedience. And it causes destruction. Y'all still okay with me?
Yes.
You still love me?
Yes.
Who are you listening to? 1 Kings chapter 13. 1 Kings chapter 13. Heard about a preacher. I love it when it's got something in here for everybody. 1 Kings chapter 13 is about a preacher, the man of God. Go down to verse 8. 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 8. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou will give me half thine house. Now this is pretty bold. It's a pretty bold preacher here. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou will give me half thine house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. I ain't have nothing to do with you, king. You ungodly guy. I ain't have nothing to do with you. You give me half of your kingdom and I ain't doing it. That's pretty bold, ain't it? Huh? Y'all believe that pretty bold? That pretty bold preaching there. For so was charged me by what? The word of the Lord saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest.
Amen.
So he went another way. He done what he told. He went another way and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Now let's look, read on. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel. And his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. The words which he had spoken to the king, them they told also to their father. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And he said unto his sons, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon. And went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. And he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water from thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord that thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, I'm a prophet also as thou art. And an angel spake unto me. Now, since when did an angel trump what the Lord said? Huh? God told the man of God not to do it, and an angel told this old man, said, now the angel told me to tell you this. He said, I am a prophet also as thou art, and an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied to him. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drink water. Uh-oh. Trouble. He listened to the wrong voice. Huh? Let's drop down to verse 23. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, the lion met him by the way and slew him. Man of God listened to the wrong voice and he got eaten by a lion. Huh? Causes destruction. Because he listened to the wrong voice. Huh? Everybody getting this morning?
Yes, sir.
Listening to the wrong voice. Hear the man of God. Can I tell you that even a man of God, it don't matter who we are, whether it be preacher, deacon, teacher, it don't matter who you are, bell ringer, carpet cleaner, commode swiper, it don't matter what you be. Alright? We'll all listen to the wrong voice if we don't pay attention. Now, there are several things that should have tipped this guy off. The old prophet wasn't up there standing with him when he was standing against the king. That should have been the first thing. There was a prophet in town that wasn't against the king that was doing the sinning. Be careful for the ones that don't stand and take advice from them. We okay? They don't have no other wisdom. Well, they're wrong. And everybody know if they're wrong, don't fool with it. Is everybody all right with that? Quit listening to some of these voices. You need to get rid of your podcast and start listening to your preacher and read your Bible. Because you don't know what you're listening to. Excerpts sound good.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
An excerpt ain't the whole message.
Right.
And the reason that we are contaminated with false doctrine is because we've not been inoculated with the Word of God enough to know when we're sick.
Amen.
So the first thing he should have noticed was the old man wasn't standing. The second thing he should have noticed was it was contrary to what the Lord told him. Whether it be me, Brother Rick, or any other preacher, if they tell you something contrary to this book,
run the other way. If I tell you something contrary to this book, you better run, go out any door you can get out. Don't wait for a benediction. Are you hearing me? Because nothing is above this book. Nothing is above this book. Everybody understand that? It causes destruction. Is everybody still all right with me? You say, was there a third thing he should have noticed? Well, he didn't have time. He died. The lion ate him. What do you think about an old preacher to lie to you? I've had him lie to me. I'll tell you funny. Years ago, I was pastoring Mountain Baptist up at Carl. And we was part of the association. And the area minister at that time, he's long dead. Long been dead. He was long dead anyway. He's long been dead. He came up and visited me one Sunday morning. He said, Hey Mark, he said, you still working? I said, yeah, I'm working at Metalcraft up here at Richwood, Fenwick. He said, working a lot of hours? I said, yeah, I'm working a lot of hours. He said, trying to pastor? I said, yeah. He said, boy, it would be good if you could pastor full time. I said, yeah, it would. He said, hey, I know a church that ain't got no preacher. He said, that's what you need. You need to go and pastor both these churches. And I said, I've got to be careful. I don't want to say his name. And I said, well, I don't think a man could even pastor one church, right? He said, I agree with you 100%. Man don't need to pastor one church. Did y'all catch any of that?
Yeah.
Now, he was the one that just told me that I needed to pastor at other church. And when I said, I don't think a man, I agree with you 100%. A man ain't got no business preaching one church. Well, the feller out just Clowney Fields was pastoring five churches. When I took Mountain Baptist, he was pastoring five churches at one time. Huh? He was pastoring Mountain Baptist, New Prospect Baptist, Smoot, Amwell, and somewhere else. Y'all hearing me this morning? But an old preacher told me. But an old preacher told me. That version, it's okay. You know, Charles Stanley don't use that King James Bible. He's an old preacher. We okay?
Yes.
Well, that's fine. Not my business. But I'm not going to listen to the wrong voice.
Amen, preacher.
I'll just go ahead and say what God says. We okay? I ain't saying nothing bad about nobody. I'm just going to listen to the right voice. Here we go to piano. How about John chapter 8? Does everybody understand the message this morning? John chapter 8 verse 47 says, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. John chapter 10, verse 3 says, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. Verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. See, there's something about listening to the right voice this morning. See, I'm afraid, listen to me now, pay attention.
The voice that tells you that you're not important is the wrong voice. Because the voice of God says, I love you and I die for you. You are important. The voice that tells you nobody misses you in the house of God is a lie. It's the wrong voice because the word of God, the voice of God says that every member is necessary. Quit listening to the wrong voice. Right? The voice that tells you, I can't do this. Well, that may be the right voice. It may be a discouraging wrong voice, but the true word of God says, without me, you can do nothing. Are we still okay? I'm trying to get you to understand this morning that we listen to the wrong voices. It is important for you to be in church. It is important for you to read the Word of God, but it's important that you obey the Word of God. It is important that you do what this Bible says. It is important. Do you understand? We come in, and this ain't Alcoholics Anonymous that we're just going to talk about our problems and then just all go home. No, there's an answer here. Huh? We're not going to have over the table conversation. That's not preaching and teaching. Me teaching you is not asking your opinion. Me teaching you is telling you what the Word of God says. Are we okay? But we listen to the wrong voice. The voices of this. God does not speak discouragement to no one. God does not down no one. If you're being discouraged or down, it's not the voice of God that you're hearing. God builds us up all through the Word of God. He builds us up. We're part of Him. We're in Christ. He's great in us, and we got Christ living in us, and it's a wonderful life. Huh? The voice that tells you to wait, that you don't need saved today, that's not God's voice, because God says today is a day of salvation. Hebrews tells us today if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. Today, now, so anything that's in delay, the Lord does not ever tell you to delay. If He needs you to delay, He'll put a roadblock to where you can't go. Paul wanted to go over and heard the Macedonian cry. He wanted to go over there, and the Holy Ghost stopped him. He didn't get to go over when he wanted to go in that one place. Are we okay? But a lot of the voices we're hearing ain't got nothing to do with God. Listen, we're not in the day right now to hear voices and visions and dream dreams. That's not for right now. And if you dreamed it, You're going to have to quit eating after 6 o'clock. Them voices ain't God's voice. Amen. A lot of time we do things and we say the Holy Spirit led us. I just felt led. For who led you? It was contrary to the Bible. Right. It was contrary to the Bible. The Lord didn't lead it. You listened to the wrong voice. Amen. We're in trouble. Because we're listening to the wrong voices. It causes deception. It causes disobedience. It causes destruction. I'm going to ask you this morning, what voice are you listening to? He says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I will give thee rest. You need rest this morning, you come to the Lord. Come to the Lord. You need help this morning, hey, come, follow me. You don't know which way to go, come follow me. Huh? That's what Jesus said. Come follow Him. Come to Jesus. Is that simple enough? You don't know what to do, come to Jesus. You don't know how to fix, come to Jesus. Amen. You're not saved, come to Jesus. Just come. That's what He says. He don't tell you get away. The Lord will never tell you to get away. He'll tell you get up here close. Amen. Get up here close so I can love on you. Get up here close so I can help you. Huh? I'm asking you this morning. You've been listening to the wrong voice. Start listening to the right voice. I don't know how else to help you. Father, speak to our hearts, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.